أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So today, God willing, we are going to talk about the long life of Imam Zaman alayhi salam and the minor in major occultation. Though in the previous session we talked about Imam Zaman alayhi salam's birth and imamah, today some of those doubts that have been raised in this respect, I mean the imamat of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, they will be dealt with. So as you know that the 12th imam of the Shi'ites is still alive, and we the Shi'ites have experienced two types of occultation. Minor occultation, which is started from 260 of Islamic calendar, I mean Hijri, till 328 or 29 of the Islamic calendar. It means the minor occultation is started from 260 of Hijra and lasted for mostly 70 years. After 70 years, so Imam alayhi salam told to his representative that you have to declare this point to the Shi'ites, to my devotees, that after my demise there will be no channel through whom Imam alayhi salam would communicate the Shi'ite community. So, you know, in this minor occultation which lasted for 70 years, Imam Zaman alayhi salam had communication with his Shi'ite community through four well-known figures. Those particular and special envoys or special representatives, which is called in Arabic Nawab Arba'ah, they have been amongst the Shi'ite community, and through them our Imam alayhi salam had communication and contact with the Shi'ites. But after this, that his fourth envoy was at the brink of demise, Imam alayhi salam said that you will die on this particular date, and then you have to tell your family members and all my Shi'ite devotees that there will be no one after my demise as Imam alayhi salam's representative. It means you should not be deceived by anyone who would claim that I am Imam alayhi salam's representative. Then he said that you have to tell my Shi'ite community that you have to pray that Almighty Allah may hasten my reappearance, so that the world would be filled with justice in fairness as it was filled, or as it will be filled with tyranny and oppression. But be careful that no one should be held true. No one's claim should be held true who pinpoints the time of my reappearance. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, after 329, which our Imam's major occultation begins, so this question might click everyone's mind, not only the Shiites, but also their enemies, that how is it not possible that Imam alayhi salam should preach the Islamic teachings and doctrines as his forefathers did it? Why he is not emerging? Why he is in hidden form? Why he is invisible, though he exists amongst us? But why he is invisible? Why we cannot see? Why we cannot manage having direct contacts with our Imam? So such kind of questions were posed against not only the Shiites, but also our Sunnite brothers. Though, as it was mentioned, there are many commonalities about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam between the Shiites and the Sunnites. Even Mahdism and having a final savior, that is a universally recognized concept amongst all the divinely revealed religions. All the religions recognizes. All the religions recognize this fact that at the end, or eventually, in the last days, only a savior would come and he would rescue the human beings from tyranny and from oppression. This is a universally accepted concept. As it was mentioned, there were some questions. That why Imam alayhi salam is not visible? Why we cannot manage direct contacts with our Imam? So right now, some of the reasons, some of the wisdom, some of the arguments which favor in which have this concern to describe his hidden form, it will be dealt with. One of the reasons that why Imam alayhi salam is not visible amongst us, that is the matter of trial. That is the matter of putting the people into trial. I mean that it is ibtila. Almighty Allah wants to try the people's faith, whether or not they cause doubt about his close friend, I mean Wali, or they have faith, they accept the divine prophet's prediction, as it was mentioned in 12 Caliphs tradition. So Almighty Allah wants to try the people's faith, whether or not Almighty Allah's words are accepted or not. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, then the first reason behind Imam alayhi salam's invisibility or his disappearance from amongst the people is to put the human beings' faith into trial, to test them whether or not they have firm belief in Almighty Allah's close friend, I mean Wali. The second reason is to avoid Imam Zaman alayhi salam's being killed or murdered by his arch foes and opponents. As it was mentioned, that prior the birth of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, all the Abbasid caliphs were in search of this child to kill him, to murder him. And there was a quotation in tradition we have quoted, our Imams, that his birth is closely similar to that of Moses alayhi salam. How Pharaoh was in search of killing Musa alayhi salam, the Abbasid caliph was also in search of killing Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Why his father is given this nickname, Imam Hassan al-Askari. Al-Askari means military. His house was besieged by the military bases. He was under severe surveillance of the Abbasid administration. Due to this, he is called Imam Hassan al-Askari. So putting aside all these military surveillance on his father, on his mother, he disappeared. I mean, Imam Zaman alayhi salam disappeared in order not to be murdered by the Abbasid caliphs. This is the second reason why Imam Zaman alayhi salam disappeared from amongst the people. Why he is not preaching manifestly, why he is not known amongst us. Though he exists amongst us, but no one knows him. No one can identify him. Respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the third important reason behind Imam Zaman alayhi salam's disappearance from amongst the people is that this issue is one of the divine secrets. And indeed, it is mysteriousness, cannot be clarified, cannot be known unless and until he reappears. This very question was asked from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and he said that, An Abdullah ibn al-Fadl al-Hashimi qala, Sami'tu al-Sadiqa Ja'far ibn Muhammad alayhi salam yaqul, إن لصاحب هذا الأمر غيبة لا بد منها يرتاب فيها كل مبطل فقلت ولما جعلت فداك قال لأمر لم يؤذن لنا في كشف لكم قلت فما وجه الحكمة في غيبته قال وجه الحكمة في غيبته وجه الحكمة في غيبات من تقدمه من حجج الله تعالى ذكره إن وجه الحكمة في ذلك لا ينكشف إلا بعد ظهوره كما لم ينكشف وجه الحكمة فيما أتاه الخضر عليه السلام من خرق السفينة وقتل الغلام وإقامة الجدار لموسى عليه السلام إلى وقت نفتراقهما. Dear listeners, the transmitter of the hadith, who is called Abdullah ibn al-Fadl al-Hashimi, he asks Imam alayhi salam about the disappearance of his descendant Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Imam alayhi salam says the reason and the wisdom behind his disappearance is the same as the things which were not known to Musa alayhi salam when he met Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam. You can refer to the detailed story of Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam in Surah Kahf. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that it is one of those divine secrets that we are not allowed to unveil, we are not allowed to discover, we are not allowed to uncover from this mystery, from this secret. We are not allowed to do it. And the wisdom behind his disappearance is like that of other divine friends, like other friends of Almighty Allah, like other awliyaullah prior Hazrat Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Then he says like that of Hazrat Khidr in Musa alayhi salam. You know that Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam did three important things. But Musa alayhi salam could not tolerate and bear, could not keep patience. And every now and then was asking about the reason of his actions. Hadrat Khidr alayhi salam, after the third time, said, "Hada firaqu bayni wa baynak." This is the time that we have to be separated, but let me tell you all the wisdom behind my actions. All the actions I have done, they those seemed strange, but none of them was without any wisdom. All of them had wisdom behind. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, though we can count, we can bring many reasons behind the disappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But one of them is this, that it is one of those divine secrets that no one knows except Almighty Allah. And everyone would know after Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's reappearance. When he reappeared, inshallah, everyone would be familiar, would get acquaintance with the reasons, with the wisdom behind his disappearance. But as apparently talking, the reasons that we have counted, one of them was this, that Almighty Allah wanted not that he has to be killed as the rest of the Imams had been killed by the Abbasid or Umayyad caliphs. The second reason was this, that Almighty Allah wanted to test people's faith, whether or not Almighty Allah's words are embraced wholeheartedly. And the third is that itself, I mean the disappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is one of the divine secrets. And it would not be disclosed. The Imams were not allowed to disclose the secrets of his disappearance. And it would be known after Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's reappearance. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, if Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is not visible amongst us, so this question again might come in your mind. And this question or this problem has been raised by some of our Sunnah brothers, that, okay, if there are some commonalities between us, we totally disagree with you, the Shi'ats, in this point, that Imam Mahdi is not alive yet. He is not born yet. If he is not born yet, so we should not think of his life right now. He is not born. Then later on he will be born. So another doubt that they raise, that is this, that, so what is the use of an invisible imam? If he cannot visibly preach the Islamic doctrines, if he cannot enjoin the truth visibly, then what is the use of an invisible imam? This is the doubt that they raise against the Shi'ites' doctrine. In response to this doubt, we can say that in order that the truth should prevail over the society, not only Imam should wish and should implement some steps, but also he has to be accompanied by the people. Otherwise, if Imam is not accompanied by the people, or if the people do not accompany Imam, indeed Imam cannot do much. Imam is not able to enforce the law, and Imam is not able to force all the people to enjoin the truth and forbid the evil. If the people do not accompany, his situation will be like that of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he was isolated for 25 years, indeed he could do nothing because the people did not show warm welcome towards Imam Ali alayhi salam at that time, and they embraced other caliphs, the other people. If Imam was visible, but due to non-accompaniment of the people, he could not do enjoining the truth and forbidding the evil, again the problem would have arose. The problem or this doubt would have been caused that, okay, what is the use of this visible imam then? So this problem would be again posed against the one who says why Imam alayhi salam is not visible. The person who has caused this doubt, that is Taftazani, in Sharh al-Maqasid, he has raised this doubt. That, okay, what is the use of an invisible imam? So we have counter-argument that if you believe that only imam should be visible, so we continue arguing that, okay, if the conditions were not prepared fully by the people, or if the people could not or did not accompany imam through their words and works and actions, so again, what is the use of a visible imam then? This is the counter-argument we raise against Taftazani and the people like him. Moreover, we say to Taftazani in his doubt that if a prophet could not perform his prophetic mission in a manner that all the people should wholeheartedly embrace his divinely codes, does it necessarily mean that he is not a Nabi, he is not a prophet? Indeed not. If a prophet comes and preaches Almighty Allah's words and codes amongst the people, indeed he is prophet. It does not show any demerit of the prophet. Yes, if the people accepted his words, that is for the betterment of themselves, I mean the people. But if they did not accompany the prophet, again, this is what would harm themselves, not the divinely sent prophet. So then we cannot say, we cannot raise this doubt that, okay, what is the use of an invisible imam? No. There are many and ample usages and advantages for the divinely sent prophets and imams without relating their appearance or disappearance to the people's words, to the people's acceptance or non-acceptance. Another thing that should be mentioned in respect with Taftazani's doubt, our Holy Quran says that I have two types of wali, I have two types of friends of Almighty Allah. One of them is visible wali. Everyone knows, everyone recognizes him as friend of Almighty Allah, as Almighty Allah's messenger or imam. But there are people are not known that they are Almighty Allah's close friends. For example, the people knew nothing about Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, but he was wali. He was a close friend of Almighty Allah. And through such walis, through such awliyaullah, Almighty Allah shower blessings upon the people. Through such awliyaullah, Almighty Allah shower his blessings upon the people. As Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam did something for the favor of the society, which none of them was known, neither to Musa's nor to the people. But the waliullah and the close friend of Almighty Allah did those beneficial and important tasks that should benefit the whole society. Though he was not known for the people, it means we have two types of wali. Some of them are appearing, some of them are disappearing. Some of them are known and manifest, but some are hidden and unknown. And Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is from the second type. Hidden and not known for everyone. This very question was asked from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that what is the use of an invisible imam? What is the use of a hidden imam if he would rest in his major occultation? if he is not amongst the people. So what is the use of a hidden imam? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that his example is like that of a sun behind the clouds. Can you say that what is the use of a sun, though he is hidden behind the clouds? For sure. Though he is not as glooming, his heat is not that much while there is no cloud. But again, all the beings, all the creatures existent are heavily reliant on the sun's heat and warmth, though it is hidden behind a cloud. But all the people are staying in dire need of the energy, the warmth, and the heat of the sun. Philosophically talking, all the creatures' existence and being are reliant on Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's existence, because he is the only present embodiment of وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهَا عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Almighty Allah said, I know the things from human beings that you, the angels, are not aware of. So who knows Almighty Allah's asma today? Who knows all those asmas? Save Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, no one is there. This is the channel between Almighty Allah and the world. Through Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, all the people are blessed with Almighty Allah's blessings. Through him, Almighty Allah bestows his blessings. And there is a very nice tradition that the earth would not be bereft of an infallible figure. And today, he is Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, according to that tradition, even one day, one single day, the earth would not remain without waliullah. If the earth is bereft of an infallible figure, a close friend of Almighty Allah, the whole world would collapse. This is the reason behind Imam Zaman alayhi salam's disappearance. And yes, there are many, many advantages and there are many, many benefits behind his existence, though he is not visible amongst us. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, today we touched this important topic, the minor and major occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The reasons that why he disappeared from amongst us, and then the benefits and advantages of his disappearance or his invisible existence amongst the human beings. And later on, inshallah, in the next episode, we will be talking about the long life of Imam Mahdi, arwahuna lahu al-fida. May God bless you all. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.